Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Deval Patrick says he will send back the gambling bill to state lawmakers for more changes, or he will veto it. The governor's position has House Speaker Robert DeLeo incensed. Here now to talk more about what's going on behind the scenes on Beacon Hill is State House News Service's General Manager Craig Sandler. Good morning, Craig.
How are you, Dolores?
I'm fine, thank you. Let's review what's gone on here quickly. Governor Patrick initially said he would not support any racetrack slot parlors or racinos. DeLeo says he wanted four. Then DeLeo said he'd settle for two slot parlors. The governor came back with one. What is the status? Where do we stand now?
Well, as of this morning, the governor has a bill on his desk that does, in fact, have three resort casino licenses and the ability to grant two more slot parlor licenses. He had shifted his position from absolutely opposing slot parlors or racinos, slots at racetracks, had shifted the position from opposing them altogether to saying he would settle for one. I think there was some expectation that he might ultimately be amenable to moving up to two, but that has not happened, and he's dead set against slots now.
So what's going on here? Is this a game of chicken or an ego battle or a combination?
Well, at this point, I think it's a little bit past that. Procedurally, the governor says he's going to return an amendment to the legislature, an amendment to the bill. The amendment would allow three casinos and no slots. The legislature would have to come back in and change a lot of rules and basically declare a special session now to act on that amendment, and that's very unlikely to happen. The House might do it, but the Senate certainly will not. That means that the governor can veto the bill outright, sign it, which isn't going to happen, or let it become law without his signature. He has vowed to veto it, so he's put himself in the political position, basically, of having to veto it. Sure, he'll submit that amendment to the legislature, but they won't act on it.
Let's talk about what this process is about leadership at the State House. House Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Therese Murray waited literally until there were only about 26 minutes left before they had to decide on a final bill. How does this overall process reflect, in your opinion, on the political leadership talents of both DeLeo and Murray?
Well, of course, no one really considers 26 minutes to be the exemplar of a deliberative process. So sure, the legislature takes a hit for being messy, for making lots of changes, for being confusing, but the legislature always takes that hit and is perceived that way anyway. The fact is that the House and Senate did pass a bill, and when they do that, when they do what people more or less expect, I don't think they suffer an enormous amount.
Who is going to suffer the most politically for the failure of this bill if it fails, DeLeo or Patrick?
Well, you know, at this point, there's a bill waiting for the governor to approve. If he vetoes it, he will be responsible for the failure of the bill.
What kind of political risk does he take by taking the position he has? He'll be responsible, but for some people, there are many gambling opponents here, that could be a plus.
Oh, certainly. I mean, I think opponents and officially, politically, the opponents are now on the record as praising the governor's action on the bill, canceling slots, preventing slots. On the other hand, I think a majority of the public is in favor of casinos. They were expecting it to pass. Patrick will be accountable for that. Now, it's very possible that he'll be able to make the case it was the responsible thing to do, so he may not suffer as much as some people think right now.
But he took on one of his base supporters, the unions, which really did want this bill and wanted the racinos.
That's true, but on the other hand, you know, in this kind of anti-incumbent, anti-establishment year, the independent, you know, minded voters who elected Scott Brown, they actually may admire that stand. And in fact, it may be quite a calculated battle he's taken on, and it won't be the first time this year Patrick has criticized and done battle with the unions.
Is this thing now dead?
I want to see what happens with the amendment he sends back, and I want to see if he really vetoes the bill. I expect that he will. If he vetoes that bill, sure, it's dead for now.
Craig Sandler, thank you.
Thank you.
Craig Sandler is General Manager of State House News Service.